If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake, bake a cake, bake a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake. Hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do.
All right, everybody, welcome to, I believe this is now our fifth installment of Hot Takes, seventh installment of Hot Takes on Cakes.
We're paying attention.
Yeah.
Clearly.
And I'm Ryan, and...
I'm Des.
This is John.
And absent is Wes.
Yep.
Very sad. Yeah, he's no longer with us. He's, for the next few months, I believe he's in the Ukraine, right? With Rudy Giuliani.
Right.
Digging up dirt, trying to get to the bottom of this whole thing.
Filling in for Lev Parnas, who's busy singing like a bird.
Yep, exactly. Like a canary, he's over there. No, yeah. So we are without Wes, who is a principal component of this podcast. He loves himself some cake.
I think he's probably the biggest cake fan out of all of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, having him absent is, I don't know. It's like there's a little piece of our heart that's missing, but I think he'll be fine. He's probably over there right now eating cake anyways.
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My heart is fully intact and fine.
Oh, Leslie, listen to this.
He actually has started downloading our podcast.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he's probably aware of how much just ambient noise he creates as a human being.
God, I hope so.
It's so annoying. How he's got to like unwrap his Hershey's and cream bar and like all the time because he's opening
the
his fucking soda.
The cow like fucking chewing.
Like he tries to do it slower, which doesn't help at all.
Oh, wait, it's like the person who opens a creaky door and they're just like.
That one more time?
No.
That was great Foley work. I like that. That's exactly what it sounds like. Or like when he farts, he claps over it like that.
So anytime he's clapping, that's automatically a fart?
Yep.
It's oh, his. No. Yeah. If ever I hear them back, I'm going to be like, God dang it, that's a fart. I'm never going to be able to get that out of my brain.
Oh, yeah. And Wes toots like he breathes, man. He's about farting. So.
Oh.
But enough about this. This isn't the Hot Takes on Wes podcast. This is,
what a depressing podcast.
Yeah, I know.
That would be. All
this
right,
is the Hot Takes on Cake podcast, and I didn't know that I was going to stumble into three delicious cakes tonight, but I sure did.
Yes, you did. You're welcome. Yeah.
And so, can you give us a rundown? One, where do they come from? And what kind of cakes are we talking about?
Well, my mom went to the Highland Games yesterday, Saturday, and she could not help herself, but she actually bought several cakes from there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% sure, what company made them, but I'm just going to say probably a company that had some kind of tent there, and they were selling cakes. She bought three different flavors.
Yeah.
Chocolate, cinnamon pecan, and rum raisin. And both me and Ryan tasted a little bit. Jonathan tasted a little bit, I think, mm-hmm. of at least chocolate, because that was almost half devoured
nice
when I opened
offer.
It. Mm-hmm. So,
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't like cake.
but yeah.
I think at best, Johnny humored us this whole time. At best, you seem to be okay with it.
But yes, so again, yeah, I'm not sure what company made them, but it's definitely sold at the game, so should you go?
Made by authentic Scottish people.
I assume, at least, probably 50%.
They're probably all fucking Welsh.
Scottish.
Yeah, if you ever find yourselves in Winter Springs, Florida.
Yes, during the Highland Games, feel free to stop by there. Apparently it's very popular. My sister said at 10 a.m. that most of the parking spots were filled.
It's because mm-hmm. there's nothing to do in Winter Springs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like their Christmas.
Or maybe just there's a lot of Scottish people, or people who like the Scottish culture
maybe.
Living in
Winter
Springs.
I feel like some of it could be a tour. It could be that they like have different Scottish events all over the country, and that they just kind of like have, you know.
Like this is a Scottish carnival?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Or like a Renaissance fair. Like mm-hmm. Renaissance, like they're not stationary things for a reason, because nobody ever wants to go to a Renaissance fair twice. Right, so you kind of have to constantly be on the go, moving around. And a quick tangent, I mean, it's not just cakes there. Obviously, you have kilts, you have people throwing things.
Probably some bagpipes.
Bagpipes will be there for sure. Yeah, your daughter got an instrument.
Yep,
yeah, she got a little wooden flute, which she has been playing
mm-hmm.
quite frequently throughout the house, which is lovely.
Creating new songs, like a true
it's
artist.
Fun.
Yes.
Oh, and that's the thing.
Too.
Yeah, she dances.
She likes to call herself an artist recently.
Mm-hmm.
She got paints for Christmas, and she was like, I'm going to be an artist. And, like, now I imagine she's going to run through the house and be like, I'm going to be a Scottish musician.
Let's get her a bagpipe. Yeah. The least annoying of all his friends.
I'm just lucky she didn't come home with that's for sure. I'm glad it's cake.
Like, I actually do like the sound of a well-played bagpipe, but it must be an extremely difficult instrument to play.
I imagine, because it's like you have to move your fingers on like the flute part, and then you got to like move your arm to make the bag inflate and deflate. Like, I imagine it's a lot.
Mm. They probably call it a bladder. I don't know what else you would call that thing that you have to inflate and deflate in your arm while you've got the things sticking out.
They're probably made out of sheep stomachs.
Probably, yeah. As is much of Scottish everything. I think even their architecture is mostly comprised of sheep parts.
Their food, their castles, yeah.
Yeah, their wives. It's all sheep. Everything sheep. We make fun of them, but you know what? They have that tartan pattern. So there's that. That's a thing they did.
Yeah. So what did you guys enjoy these cakes?
Yes. Oh, right, cakes. Yeah. I'm like right now actually looking up what the parts of the actual...
Oh, and Conor McGregor won his UFC fight. He's Irish, so that ain't exactly the same.
It's literally just called a bag.
They're like dumber Scottish people.
He beat a guy named Cowboy.
It's just called a bag. It's not called anything.
Oh, man.
I feel like they should call it a bladder. That makes more sense.
Yeah. It should be called a bladder.
I feel like a lot of these things are things we could call Wes as insults. Call him a blow stick.
Blow stick?
Or a bass drone.
Or a reed.
Yeah, a drone reed. A chanter reed.
The bagpipe is a reed instrument?
Yeah, there's a series of reeds, man.
Well, get the fuck out of here.
It's got like 4 times as many reeds as your average reed instrument.
Which is one, right?
Yeah, because this thing's got like 8 of them. This thing's like the octopus of instruments.
But I would have to say, out of all the cakes, the cinnamon, pecan, the rum raisin, and the chocolate is my favorite. I feel like it's rich enough, and it's, some people don't like this word, moist enough. Mm-hmm. To where it's still tasty, moist. it's still pleasant to eat.
I'm sure like it was more moist when it was fresh. Like we had it in the fridge, and that tends to dry things out.
We had it in the fridge for like a day.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the pecan and the rum raisin just were a little dry to me. So it kind of was seemed to be a little bit more of the texture of sand in my mouth rather than a cake. So the chocolate I found just better flavor-wise, but also texture-wise. Because I'm not a really big fan of raisins, so that's not enough to get me to eat it. And then the pecan one was nice, but the cinnamon of it was just kind of a lot to me.
We can go back to raisins and just solidify, yes, raisins are gross and stupid. I think they're awful. Like, they get all dried up and nasty. Are they originally grapes or prunes?
They are grapes that have been sun-dried and then preserved. And
prunes are originally plums that have been dried.
Yes. Okay.
So then what does Ray Charles have to do with any of that shit? Because he's like the spokesman for that raisin brand thing. Remember?
Ray Charles is dead.
I know he's dead, but they're using his likeness.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you mean like from the little Raisinette cartoons? I actually have some of those.
The California Raisins?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they call them?
I have.
Oh, and there she goes.
If you got them, you got to see them. This is for real.
Okay.
Yeah, my grandmother, she actually had a whole collection of them. And I used to stare at them as as a child, like in her house.
She literally had
them on her windowsill. Because she just thought they were cute. And so they were very nostalgic for me.
This one looks like Bill Cosby.
Oh, no, that's sad.
You see, we got like one finger.
Way to ruin my childhood, Ryan. That's one.
Jeez.
Bill Cosby has ruined more than your childhood.
That is so sad. True. Which one was your favorite, Ryan?
Of the cakes, obviously the chocolate cake. I am a sucker for chocolate.
It had a semi-sweet chip in there.
That was actually a thing I was going to bring up about it. Like, I kind of like that when I bite into that and I get that little crunch, it quickly melts into delicious chocolateness.
Mm.
And the other one, when I bite it, what am I, is it pecan? Is that what it was?
Yes, it was,
I'm getting some kind of flavorless nut, essentially, or like, what was the other one it had? Was it raisins?
Raisin, rum raisin, and,
Honestly, like, I feel like I would have liked...
Cinnamon pecan.
I would have liked the raisin cake better, sans raisins. Just, I don't know why we even have to call it a raisin cake.
There were clusters of raisins there. Like, you could, like...
Yeah.
Like, if you found one raisin, you're going to find, like, four.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they were, like... Actually, maybe that was just the one cake that we got, but if they were more even throughout the cake, I think that would have been better. But I don't know. But it seems like I looked up Scottish cakes, and it seems like most Scottish cakes are actually made with oats.
Yeah,
that seems about right.
I did find one traditional one that keeps coming up where it seems like this is a big deal and it looks delicious, called Cornichon. I hope I'm saying that right. Or Cornichon. But it looks like it's a layered fruit dessert involving raspberries,
really tasty
whipped cream. Yep. And then it's topped with honey and oats. Okay, this is not a cake, though. That's the thing, so we shouldn't really spend much time talking about it. What does look cool is these fucking things called Edinburgh Rocks. They're these sticks that you get, these cake sticks. Like, I have no idea. It looks like chalk. Yeah, I know. It looks like you're getting, like, those big, giant things of chalk, things that you would use on concrete, like, on the outside that would wash away. So, that looks cool.
Taffy pudding, that's also what my mom got at the Scottish Games. Is apparently there was a long line for taffy pudding, but they didn't, she didn't, like, get a big enough helping to be able to have any of that. But the picture looks kind of intense, though, because there's, like, a liquidy center. I don't know how I would feel about that.
Oh, that's right. One of the cakes had a nice glaze over it, too.
Yeah, I think that was the cinnamon pecan.
But it seems like rather than putting the glaze on the outside, you just coalesce it right in the middle of the hole in the middle for it.
Yeah.
Well, just for a bit of context, you guys, there was some rum cake. That was the rum raisin, I think it was, Desi.
Mm. Yeah.
Rum cake is actually from the Caribbean.
Nice.
Most Caribbean rum cakes are traditional, like a seasonal dessert, but what they do is they soak the dried fruit of choice, whatever they choose, in rum for months, and then they're added to the dough, which the dough is prepared with a caramelized sugar.
Oh, that's interesting.
To kind of give it like a crust.
So it's like a 4-month production to make a true rum cake.
Right.
And it must be made by pirates.
Of course. I assume that everyone in Korea is a pirate.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know. I think I'm going to go back to saying the chocolate cake is the best still, though.
Yeah.
I like that one quite a bit. But none of them are bad. Again, I'm just not crazy about the raisins. I was shitting on those raisins hard, but they're fine. I mean, they're just pointless.
The only time I get mad at a raisin is if it's in a cookie. And that's because sometimes oatmeal cookies can look a lot like chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're, like, because they can be deceptive, because some of the raisins don't look like raisins at the beginning. And you have to, like, really stare at the chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies to really tell what they are sometimes. Because if you just grab a cookie and you bite into it and you're expecting it to be chocolate chip and all of a sudden you get a mouthful of raisins, like, you're just so mad.
I think part of that is, like, our brains filling in our expectations. Because if you see a cookie, like, the first cookie you think is, like, a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
So if you just, like, glance at it really quick, your brain is like, I know what I want this to be. So you have that expectation there. But you know what would be, like, the most devious thing on the planet?
Huh. Mm-hmm.
An oatmeal raisin brookie.
What was a brookie?
Brownie cookie.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're actually really good.
It's just a brownie, like, it's like a cookie, good. Like, inside a brownie.
But yeah, an oatmeal brownie sounds disgusting.
It's well, like an oatmeal raisin cookie inside a brownie. That's, like, the most deceptive thing in the world, because you think you're just
going to
get...
I would literally cry, because I'm so used to it being a chocolate chip cookie and a brownie that if I were to have not thought of this devious plot ahead of time and I just put it in my mouth, like, I think I would literally just sob. Like, and then, now it's ruined. Now everything's
gone. All desserts are ruined forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. We bring them up too much, but Publix actually has those cookie cakes.
Yep.
You've had those before. And they're such a nice, like, like, one foot in both worlds. Like, it feels like a cake, but it's sweet like a cookie, and it's loaded with frosting on top. So it's like the dream. It's really good.
Actually, I think the one time I had cookie cake, the person didn't get it from Publix. They were bougie. And you know how Toll House used to have, like, little shops set up in, like, malls and stuff?
I did not know that.
Well, we had it in ours in Sanford, I think.
Okay.
There was a
I believe
house.
You.
And there might be one in Altamont, but I don't remember. But I just remember, like, walking past their displays, and they would have their giant cookie cakes, like, out there and be like, buy our cookie cakes. And I think the one time I actually had a cookie cake for the first time, they had gotten it from Toll House. So it was an even bougier cake because it's like Toll House is the one that does chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have a whole, they have a cottage industry on them selling just the packs to make them too, you know. So
yeah,
and then
so
they'll sell you their own like cooking or baking chips too. They'll sell you their own chocolate too. So
it was like the cookie cake of like.
The king of cookie cakes?
The king of cookie cakes, yeah. So I was going to say, like, it's like buying bougie chocolate from Godiva. Like, you know, like, that shit's going to be good, so.
Well, you know, let's just see if there's one open around here. We'll get one for another show without Wes.
Yes.
He'll miss out on cookie cake.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you guys know that dessert named Ferrero Rocher, I think it's called?
Yes.
Like,
but those are your bougie candies.
Those are my bougie candies. They're the ones that are covered in gold. Oh yeah, they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
I call it my mommy medicine. When I've had a hard day of like raising children and whatnot, like I go and I get a few and then I pop them in my mouth and it feels so much better.
Yeah, because it's so like there's all these different layers to it and it's so complex. You're just like, and every element is wonderful.
If
you know,
put
you get
them
the chocolate
on some
coating.
Ice cream, some vanilla ice cream,
calm down. Oh,
and you
God.
Put that shit on top of the ice cream.
That sounds fucking good.
Mind blown! I did that one day because I was just like,
yeah,
it had been pure hell. Like, the day had just been such garbage. And I was like, okay, mommy medicine's not enough. I need something extra.
Yeah.
And so I was like, there's some ice cream in the fridge. So I took like three of my little Ferrero Rochers, I put them on top of the ice cream, I broke into one, and then scooped it up with my ice cream, and oh my god!
That sounds awesome.
In case there are any confused listeners, we do keep our ice cream in the freezer. We're not savages.
No, we're not. No. But yes, I just...
just get some ice cream soup from the fridge.
Yeah.
No. But yes, no, I just got the ice cream, had the candies, and it was the best.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I was in a slight... not diabetic coma, but I did feel like a little bit like it was a bit much sugar, but I drank some water and I was fine. But yeah, it was so tasty. So
So let me throw another Anglo-Saxon dessert of the modern candy variety. What about the Cadbury cream egg? What's your take? That's a no. Anything we can do to improve it?
Switch the cream with peanut butter.
I mean, you got a Reese's cup, though.
Right.
Yeah, but...
So you guys just want nothing to do with that creamy filling?
No, see, like, I don't really enjoy creamy filling, or, like, marshmallow filling didn't really do it for me either.
I don't mind creamy filling, but I find it so runny that it's just... I don't know, the texture is unpleasant, I think. Like, I think if they're gonna do it, they need to thicken it up a bit, and then I wouldn't be so inclined to think it's gross.
You want thicker... Thicker white stuff. In your mouth.
Would you say it like that? I don't want to say yes.
I mean, at least with John, I'm a gentleman. As he takes a bite, I at least tap him on his head. He knows what's about to happen.
And there is, of course, teeth involved every time.
Yeah. You're getting better. On that note... Are you going anywhere else with this?
I think we're good.
Shit.
Now that we've gone there.
Oh boy.
I don't think there's anywhere to go from there.
The end.
The end.
Yeah.
Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked your cake. How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do?